AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is taking a next step in the trade war with Canada.
We're going to be changing the name of Lake Ontario, effective immediately, to Lake America.
It's reminiscent of the president's move last year to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
So if you think about it, we have a Gulf and we have a lake. Now all we need is an ocean.
Trade talks between Canada and the U.S. broke off. Both countries are imposing retaliatory tariffs.
Canada's been ripping us off for a long time on trade, very sadly. Even the military. You know, we defend Canada for nothing. We don't get anything.
Paul Butler lives in Windsor, Ontario.
It's meaningless. It's just more hyperbole and more of an irritant for the Canadian people. He's not doing anybody any favors, especially himself.
The president's order only affects the U.S. A jury is deliberating in Massachusetts in Lindsay Clancy's murder trial. She's accused of strangling her three children. The defense claims postpartum psychosis. Prosecutor Jennifer Sprague says
it was a choice. She could have kept trying. She could have, you know, moved down to her mother's. She could have killed herself and left her kids alive. But it was a choice to take them with her. It was a horrible choice.
Her attorney, Kevin Reddington, says Clancy was let down by the system.
The mess that this young lady was in her brain, my brain is being damaged. I will never be better. That's the evidence.
Investigators say air traffic controllers in Washington and the pilots of President Trump's helicopter met to discuss communication issues 1 week before a jet and the chopper were allowed to take off at the same time earlier this month. About 90 Americans are unaccounted for after catastrophic floods hit Nepal and Tibet. This is AP News. A familiar name has appeared, and it's weather-related.
A tropical storm named Dolly has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, but there is no connection to Dolly Parton, who died this week. Storm systems are named by procedures set by the World Meteorological Organization, and the list of names are reused every 6 years. For the Atlantic region, the lists are alphabetical. Dolly is the fourth named storm for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season. The storm is far from land, and there are no coastal watches or warnings in effect. But forecasters say Dolly could dump heavy rain on the Leeward Islands Saturday and Sunday, and on the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic Sunday and Monday. I'm Donna Water.
UCLA is launching the nation's first digital humanities department and bachelor's degree this fall. This new discipline combines classical humanities with technical skills to explore a digitized and AI-enhanced world. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.